todo se queda en silencio. Solo Juan le dice a ella: vieras qué lindos jilotes se están dando en la ladera, pero ya no quiero nada, voy a regalar la siembra. Tata Dios así lo quiere, y con tata nadie juega. Tata Dios, Tata Dios,
here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo, here comes the... Yeah, Everything Under the Sun. Welcome to Everything Under the Sun. It is 4:01 p.m. in beautiful Carbondale. I am accompanied today by my co-host, with Soper Sun reporter, Jeannie Soldern.
Hello.
Jeannie also is here, as you may have heard. During the radio show hour.
Yes, I was. Under a different identity.
Under a alias. I totally just gave you away.
Yeah.
I apologize. blew your cover.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in for another episode of Everything Under the Sun. We got a lot of fun stuff coming your way, including introducing our newest freelance reporter, and also Jeannie Soldern, our reporter and co-host today, will be leading an interview with Dr. Vincent Achity of Mental Health Colorado, talking about new legislation that's been just coming down the pipeline, it sounds like.
Yep.
Cool. But first, very fun and excitingly, we have our newest freelancer here in the studios, Miss Mickey Jones.
Yay.
How are you doing today, Mickey?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. It's so good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here, yeah.
Yeah. And have you ever been to the KD&K studios?
I have not, no. I've driven past it, I believe about... I mean, I don't want to, like, misconstrue any information, but I believe I drove past it about 2 years ago when I was filling in for one of the delivery drivers at Soper Sun, which is kind of how I got started here initially.
Nice.
And, yeah, this is my first time in the building, and I'm super excited to be here. So.
Cool. Well, once you step foot in here, it sucks you in.
Oh, no.
And it never spits
so
you out.
Yeah, there's a vortex here, I do believe.
There's, so, yeah. Absolutely. Well, we are so glad that you're here and into the studios and the station for your first time. Interesting fact about this station, oh, I hope I'm right about this now that I put it out there, is it used to be the police station, actually.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, before they had the new town hall, is my understanding. Anyhow, we want to talk about you today.
Oh.
So tell us, first of all, have you always had an interest in writing?
Yeah. So I, one thing I will like do with full disclosure is one of my strongest subjects in school was definitely more of the social studies, like English class centered things. Math and science have always been my Achilles heel. Like I've just never really like vibed with it, gotten super well with it. But yeah, writing was a outlet for me to just sort of just try to make sense of the world when I was a kid. Wrote a lot of short stories, wrote a lot of poems, actually did end up getting some poetry published through Teen Ink, which was a pretty huge thing when I was in high school. I don't know if it's like still like super huge. I haven't checked in on it in a minute. But yeah, I ended up getting involved as a freelance writer back in Crumbling, my hometown, when I was about 18 years old. I was a senior in high school, was just kind of doing a bunch of odd jobs here and there just so I could save money to come to college here at CMC in Glenwood Springs. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, for our listeners, Mickey is not only our newest freelancer, but I would say our youngest freelance contributor. Do you mind if I ask how old you are, Mickey?
I just turned 22 back in May.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So cool. And so what brought you to the Sun?
What brought me to the Sun? That's kind of a fun question there. So I had been living in Arizona for a little over a year, just during the pandemic. It was a whole story. I ended up moving back in with my folks just to save money for school, ended up moving out, getting a place on my own. And then, just by several events, I just decided, you know, it's time to come home. And, the last contact I had with, any connection with freelance writing would have been with, Will Grandbois, actually. Because he was who I had spoken to initially when I was filling in for the original Sopra Sun delivery driver, and he said to just reach out to him. I did end up reaching out to him, and he had informed me that he was actually no longer here, so he just told me to get in touch with Raleigh, who I, you know, was still luckily had his contact information. So I was just like, hey, you know, I'd be interested in helping out if there is anything available. Like, just let me know, and yeah, the rest was history.
Awesome. Well, we're so, so happy and excited to have you aboard, and it's so cool to see your fresh new perspective. I loved your article this week that was just printed last night, and Raleigh Burley picked up this morning. There was a predicament with the deliveries last night because of the canyon closure. I won't get into that anyhow.
They are out
on the stands and ready for you readers to read. And Mickey's article is on page 17, and it is about live music at the at Taka up in Willits. Is that right, Mickey?
Yeah. It was a really interesting, fresh starter story, I would say, for me. Because Ryan and Kendall were both super easy to talk to, just super fun to, you know, get the chance to interview. Being inside of the Contemporary, in the midst of its construction was still, a really cool experience, and just everything that weekend was just phenomenal. Neoma, the artist who performed that weekend, her and her band were so lively, phenomenal. I ended up, while I was at the concert, I just, followed her on Spotify. I was just like, I need to have this in my life. It's a good location. It was really... It filled me with a lot of, good, positive feelings just to see live music being performed again, because the last time I actually did see live music was back in winter of 2019, just right before, COVID and everything. So it was just, it was so nice to, you know, be a part of something that, I personally enjoy outside of, you know, my writing, but also still get to do that with my writing. And, it was just great. I don't really know how else I can describe it other than I had a really good time, and I'm really excited to see what the future holds with more of these projects.
That's so fantastic. And this concert was free, but it's also, and one of my favorite things about being a reporter is you can kind of get in anywhere and get invites to go to places for free sometimes, and really get to know the community that way.
Yeah, and that's another thing I'm really looking forward to, just being involved with the Sun, is being more involved in this community. Because I would say that I do know, a lot about Glenwood pretty well. Carbondale, I just freshly moved here, and, I'm just trying to see what more that this town specifically has to offer and what more, the rest of the Valley has to offer, because it's been home to me for a few years. And that one year where I was just away from Colorado, in general, just was... not the greatest, but, you know, we're here now, so c'est la vie, and let's get going.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. I really love, I love your writing, for one thing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you are very welcome. But just even this line, the concert was a beautiful peek into what Taka has to offer. A beautiful peek. And I love the way that you described the crowd dancing. They did conga line. I mean...
Oh, it was so adorable. What had happened initially was, it's literally, just like I wrote. Everyone was just, chilling out, listening to her for a little bit. And then this group of like young boys, like they couldn't have been more than like 10 years old. Like they were just, they all started like lining up doing a conga line. And then, you know, soon like a bunch of like other people joined in, like this couple joined in with them, like another bunch of little kids like just joined in with them. And it was just so, it was just so fun to see that after like the like chill energy of the concert. And then it just started like picking up.
Somebody had to just break the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's the one thing you gotta love about the kids in this community, or like anywhere, honestly, is just they're always like just so willing to go forth and, you know, break that ice.
Make us step out of our bubbles sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Totally. Well, Michaela, Mickey, Michaela, we are so happy to have you. And Mickey and I also studied theater together for a short while up at CMC.
Oh, nice.
So we're just so glad to have you at the Soapra Sun, and it's such a pleasure. Anything else you'd like to add? Or?
I mean, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Let me, I am actually, something's itching in the back of my mind, and I do want to ask it. So, do you find that poetry or investigative journalism comes easier to you?
Ooh, well, the best way I can describe it is when I'm working with either of those two pieces, just as it is, so like poetry itself or investigative journalism itself, it's mostly a headspace thing. Like, it genuinely just does depend on, like, the content that I am working on. Like, you know, just I'll randomly get these, like, short bursts of inspiration, and I'll just be like, oh, I gotta write that down. I gotta, like, do that. But when it comes to the investigative writing, which is something I do have a pretty deep history in, I don't know if we have time to go into that tonight, but, I just dive headfirst into it. Like, it's bad. It's almost like there's just, like, this bubble that goes over my head, and it's just like, no one talk to me. I'm doing things.
Yep.
And, so it genuinely just is a headspace thing, but, no, like, I find that they're, like, to me personally, like, they both come pretty easily. So.
That's awesome. Nice. That's so fortunate, and I just remember when I was first starting contributing to the Soapra Sun, I was, like, pulling teeth to get my first couple articles out, because I just felt a lot of the pressure. So I'm so glad that you're here and joining us and here for everything under the sun. And it's awesome because it's your debut article for the Soapra Sun, and you're here for the Everything Under the Sun show the same week. So good for you.
This is so much happening, and I'm so glad that it worked out the way that it did too. Because luckily I had a pretty short day at work, so I was just like, yes, come on, let me go. Like just let me in.
And that's you just noted on something really important. Our freelance staff, they're not just freelancing. We're also working other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I know how that goes. So good job, Mickey.
Thank you. Mickey, we're happy to have you on board.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of our very good friend Ken Pletcher's version of, the Everything Under the Sun theme song while we get Dr. Vincent Achity on the line. Hey, Dr. Vincent Achity, are you on the line?
I am.
wonderful success.
Technology.
It's not my best friend, but thank goodness we have assistants here in the studio like Kenna Crampton. Well, thank you, Dr. Vin- this is Dr. Vincent Achety on the line with the, excuse me, Jeannie, would you pick that up?
Yeah, Dr. Vincent Achety is the president and CEO of Mental Health Colorado. And that we did an article, I wrote an article this week that talked about the legislation that was passed in their recent session. Quite a few mental health bills that were passed. And so a few weeks ago, Mental Health Colorado did a media presentation that gave a little synopsis of the some of the major bills that had passed in this last session. So,
great. And Dr. Vincent, or and you would rather go by Vincent, is that right?
Sure, Vincent's fine.
Okay, great. Vincent, can you tell us what your role is with the Colorado
Mental Health Colorado,
Mental Health Colorado? Excuse me.
Sure, I'm the CEO.
Okay.
Mental Health Colorado. Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Mental Health Colorado does?
Sure. So we're the state's leading advocacy organization working to promote mental well-being and increase access to care and the discrimination that's often associated with mental health. We've been around since 1953. We're the state affiliate of the national organization Mental Health America. And we do a lot of work in state policy.
Well, I have a question, and that there were quite a few bills in this last session, and I was curious to know if this last session has been the largest number of bills dealing with mental health that have been introduced and passed.
Well, that is a very good question, and I haven't counted, actually, to be sure of the answer to that, but we definitely did have a significant number of bills. We've had a few strong years these past few years in terms of focus in the Capitol on mental health. But this year was definitely a notable year for some significant work showing good bipartisan commitment to trying to transform the mental health landscape in the state.
Excellent. And so I know one of the omnibus bill that was $114 million, and $100 million of that is coming from federal funds, COVID relief dollars from the American Rescue Plan Act. So would you, and that's kind of like there's a lot of things from in the kitchen sink on that one. So do you want to speak a little bit about that, the Behavioral Health Recovery Act?
Sure. Yeah, that is the omnibus bill, as we've been calling it, and it has a great deal of funding in there for mental health really inclusively. And when we say that, we mean it also includes funding support for care for substance use, which is very important because that's obviously a leading consideration in the state. We're hoping that some of that funding will also be used for expanding our access to inpatient beds, which is also a key shortage area in the state, and that it will go a considerable ways toward closing some of the gaps in services that have made it really difficult for Coloradans to access care when they need it.
And I know another one of the bills that I wrote about in my article was the Secure Transportation Behavioral Health Crisis Bill,
right,
which deals with transporting people who are in a mental health crisis.
Right. Yeah, no, what people don't understand until a crisis is upon them or, you know, somebody in their family is dealing with a crisis is that very often when it comes to needing to get somebody from point A to point B for mental health care, the the transportation circumstances can often be as traumatizing as the crisis itself, insofar as people are often transported in law enforcement patrol cars in handcuffs, which is, you know, really compounds crises when they're taking place. And it's also extremely costly for taxpayers to be transporting people in patrol cars or in ambulances with all the lights and display. So the secure transportation bill will create the possibility of communities in Colorado forming different transportation alternatives that will be focused on de-escalating those kinds of crisis circumstances and getting people from point A to point B without that dramatic display that can be so traumatizing.
Right. I also saw the regulation of restrictive housing in jails, so ending solitary confinement for folks with mental health illness. Can you speak to that?
Sure. And it's not just mental health. It's a variety of different health conditions that this bill excludes the use of solitary or restrictive housing, as they call it in the world of corrections, including pregnancy. Or people who are juveniles can no longer be held in solitary confinement thanks to this. Solitary confinement is known to be extremely traumatizing for people who are experiencing these kinds of health conditions. And this is a first important step toward creating some standards in how our county jails, our larger county jails, manage people with health conditions.
Absolutely. And it seems that you'd have to be careful with anyone to put them in solitary confinement, but much less absolutely with someone with a mental health condition.
That's right. That's right. Nobody's health gets better in solitary confinement unless it's something that they've chosen by preference.
Right.
And one other bill that I want to bring up is about the screenings that will be done for youth, mental health screenings.
Right. This is the rapid mental health response. This is in direct response to this pandemic year that we've all just experienced, and in recognition that kids, school kids of all people, have been especially challenged by all of the various circumstances of disruption that have toyed with their normal course of life. And the bill is intended to be a preventative intervention that makes a free screening followed by three therapy sessions available to Colorado school children all over the state. It's supposed to be up and running in pretty short order so that this is a service that will be available to Colorado's children before the new school year, in the hopes of being able to identify some needs and provide some valuable interventions for people who are having a rougher time transitioning.
Yeah, and I mean, there's just, you know, when I was writing this article, there's so much depth, I would say, with any one of these bills. And I was just, you know, doing the research for it, I was quite impressed about also the you had mentioned before the bipartisan nature of the legislation.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Thankfully. Yeah. Everybody seems to recognize that mental health is something that we all have in common, just like physical health. None of us have any reason to expect perfect physical health from one end of life to another. And the same is true of our mental health, that we're all subject to crisis and acute onset of experiences that can be really disruptive to our well-being. So this bill recognizes that, you know, first of all, in youth is the best possible time to provide some interventions which are supportive of people's well-being and of their healthful development. And this is a very good forward-thinking action to be taking to provide these assessments free to all Coloradans who seek them out.
That's so great. And we do have a minute here left, Vincent. And but I do want to, just for listeners interested in Mental Health Colorado, they can go to mentalhealthcolorado.org for more information and to connect with Vincent and his team. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with, Vincent?
Sure. I mean, also on the website, there are free anonymous screenings available for a variety of different mental health concerns. And it's a good way to just sort of check in. You can take a answer a series of questions about any nature of concern and just get a sense of where you actually are in terms of the spectrum of well-being to determine whether additional help may be needed.
Great. Well, we want to thank you for your time today, Dr. Vincent Achedi. You have a great day. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I wish you all well.
Thank you.
Thank you.